we are in middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in middle of Simchat Chof Ches, the halacha of a chayla, a sick person on Shabbos, Sivya Zayin. The last words on Kof Samachay Ben Aleph. Chayla Shanafal has a kingdom of days. Machmas Choli Yoyla Mishkav. A sick person that has to fall into bed because of his illness. I mean, he's what's called bedridden. But the Imbe Sekhanda, there's no danger to him. Akos says Ramo, Oy Shesh Le Mechel Shem Mitzdar, or he has a pain that's really bothering him. Chol Men Kol Gufa, and therefore it's global, it's affecting his whole body. Even though he is up and about, he's walking around. Kinnof on the Mishkav Dami says the Mishnah. Then he is like as if he's bedridden. Says the Machab further. So I'm laying Yehudi Lasele Refu. You can tell a non-Jew to do for him a treatment. Avol Im Chalam Lametz Shabbos Bisday Raisa. We cannot desecrate for him Shabbos by biblical prohibition. Afal Yesh Mesikon Sever, even if it's danger to one of his limbs. Well, Chalav Yisrael Bisday Rabban Be Yudayim. Now to desecrate for him through a Jew. Actively with a rabbinic prohibition, yesh matim, some permit, even if there's no danger to an organ. Some say, yesh basikon is eva, if there's a danger to a limb, ois, and you do it, if there's no danger to the limb, enos, you don't do it. Some say, if there's no danger to a limb, ois, and machine, you do it in an abnormal way. If there is danger to the limb, ois, and machine, you do it even without a deviation. Some say, even if there's danger to the limb, we don't do something for him that's supported from a biblical malacha. Anything that doesn't have a support as from being a malacha, even if there's no danger to the limb. The difference and the words of the third opinion seems appropriate. It's permitted to tell a non-Jew, lasses tapshel, to make a cooked dish, lakotin shenle malechel, for a child who doesn't know what to eat, the stump, tzarchi cotton, because in general, the needs of a child, of a minor, kachel shem mazakana dummy, is like a sick person that doesn't, it's no danger to him, but like is that level of a sick person that's like nofel mishka. It's Rabbi Yerucham, the Sevid Beis, Chalik Tez, Ramban, and Rajba. Whatever is forbidden to do through a Jew, even through the sick person themselves, forbidden. And Yehudi, when a non-Jew does it, permitted for the sick person to assist him a little bit, because assisting has no substance to having done something wrong. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem Hei. We spoke about someone who is bedridden, but the imba sakan, there's no danger. It's limbo, it means to say, sakan is mother, there's no danger of dying. Whether there's a danger to the limb or not, that's irrelevant. Sivkatan mem vav. So the halach is we tell a non-Jew to do for him refuah. Now, b'davka kishutzarf l'refuah b'shabbos atzmo, but that's specifically if you need the treatment on Shabbos itself. If you don't need it on Shabbos, you have to Shabbos. You wait till Shabbos. Of course, yes, I can't know when it's a danger. Of course, as lamtin, so the people get not allowed to wait. Sivkatan Mem Zayin. So you tell a non-Jew, Lasis Larifu, to do for him a treatment, even by a biblical prohibition. But then Shar Tzrachim, same thing as his other Nitkugin left, as Lavashal, to cook and to bake, but Kirit Zabela, similar things. And Tzrach Lekach, if the sick person needs it, even there's no danger, but he's what's called a Chilvash Emes Hakana, you can tell a non-Jew to do Malacha. Sivkat Mem Ches. But we said, you're not Mechal on the Meshah, on Shabbos Issid Raisa, a Philip Achulu. Even if there's a zakanas aver, meaning like hutul Yisrael, I will listen to the raisa. It was not permitted for a Jew to violate a biblical prohibition. Because mancha in the gilim b'kruv and the mishmamish, as long as not literally regarding the person's life or death situation. Sivkat and memtes, even if there's a danger to an aver, to a limb. Ein le'el b'sevav b'sevtes the yeshivam shin the gilim b'kruv and the mishmamish. There are certain organs that are relevant to life or death. But who didn't create to present something would be over here, but Shari Varm, by other limbs, if the doctor says Shimli Yudapo Avery, we don't heal the organ, you're level of the Bekuch Nevesh, come to Bekuch Nevesh. So the Kishal Chayli Shesh Bezakan, and of course, it is like all other illnesses that there is a danger. Sivkat Nun. But you could be Mechal on him Shabbos to a Jew, but Isid Rabban, with a rabbinic prohibition, and that is Kala Shvusim, which. As the Sharatin Eschum Zayin points out, even something that is supported from Amlocha Dairaisa, which according to the fourth opinion is forbidden, because this opinion holds that Makam Chayil Gazru in a situation of illness, Rabbanu Nagazer there Isur Drabban.
Sivkat Nun Aleph, So the Machaber brought that some permit in the situation that if this is a Kanis Aver, it's to Mechal Shabbos by Yisud Rabbanan through a Yid, some permits a fill of a chulu even if there's no sakanas eiver, because the miyesh b'sakanas, if there is a danger, a fill of rakli eiver echad even to one organ, the holidays according to all opinions, the bottom of the achrein, except for the last opinion, I shouldn't look over there. Mutli yisro l'chal lov, b'chal ha-shavusim l'rfuasei, a Jew is allowed to mechal Shabbos for all rabbinic prohibitions for his healing, the fill of enechal l'chal b'chal guf, even if he's not ill at all throughout the rest of his body. Because b'chayad m'chayadim, right, it's called davar shemut l'asal al yisro, anything that is permitted to be done through a Jew, b'chal ha-shavusim b'sakanas by an illness that there's no danger, a fill of yochal l'asal al yehudi, even though you could do it through a non-Jew, mutli is permitted. Sivkot in the base. So some permit, like we said, even if there's no danger to the person's organ. But the Elbrisha Sivkot, I mean, it's going back on what was said in the beginning of the paragraph. Shukhelish enough for the Mishkab that he's sick, that he's bedridden, that he's in a lot of pain. But Chomizekogu, his whole body's in pain, is sick because of this. That's what Allah would apply for the Yid to do it. Isid Darabon. Avalim b'chol gufa in the chel klap, but if it's throughout his body, he's not sick at all. Rak shukhel b'echem avar, if he's just sick in one of his limbs. And that limosa is no danger to his life. According to everyone, it's not permitted to desecrate. Came out day, and who the only people non-Jew? Also, specifically, only somebody that's only a rabbinic prohibition. The other day, and Yehudi, that then through a non-Jew, not to show us the shows becomes a rabbinic of a rabbinic, that's permitted even by a partial illness, because hell, like we said previously, on Sif Hey. Sif Kot Nun Gimel. Now, in the Yesh Oimim, so we had the first opinion, and then the second Yesh Oimim says that if there's a Sakana Sever, fine, you do it. But if there is no Sakana Sever, then you cannot do it. Now, after Hakolok Al Guf, even though he has an illness that includes his whole body, it's really who they hold, Das Lassa De Yisrael, no, I'll do it through a Jew. Well, there's Josh, according to the second opinion, in even an abnormal way, Asa Lassa Basmin, I'll do it yourself. Emloi Hecha, the EF's Lassa De Yehudi, unless you can't do it through a non Jew, Moidal De Yashlish, then they agree to the third opinion, the Mutal De Yisrael, then you're allowed to do it through a Jew with a Shina. That's only if it's not possible any other way. Sivkot and Beis. Now the third opinion, the second Yeshayim, that if there's no Sakana Zaver, then Oysim Mishina, you can do it with a Shina, Hanes, Rabban, the rabbinic prohibition. That is, you don't have to look for a non-Jew. Sivkot, but if there's Sakana Zaver, then you could even run out of Shina. Then the third Yeshayim, which is the fourth opinion, some say that even if there's Sakana Zaver, you cannot do something that is Sivkot and Nismach Lamalacha Deraisa, that is that's supported to a biblical prohibition. Let's have to put a makeup, some type of medication by the eye, at the end of the illness, shame second, there's no danger, because there's also generally when there's danger, you could do it. Like we spoke about the previous Seftet, which is like writing, which is like somewhat of Malachi Yerisa, that is something that even though the second Sevi, the Jew can't do. But things that are she'im ben b'chulu that don't have a semech malacha, then you can do even if no sakana zeber kagoyin hanishim mebarm b'sev memgila, like those things that burn sev memgila, and shom look over there. Sivkot non zayin, and the Mechaber said that hasavar hashlish, the third opinion, seems to be correct. Hanya that is, shemut l'asal v'lo kol shavusim, that a Jew is allowed to do even all yisud rabbanon, but v'rak al yishin, but has to do done in an abnormal way, imochelu kol guf, if it's an illness that encompasses the whole person's body. Bema sakana zeber, and there's no danger to the limb, because if yesh b'sakana zeber, if there's danger to limb, in tzorch shina kol, then you don't have to do anything abnormal at all. V'chein pas katzaz, magad b'ram, that's a day rule, v'chein kaz magad, that's a bin lagon, right? Shudezu ikad, this is the primary opinion, shudaz to replace much the opinion of most of the halachic authorities. Sivkot nun ches, the Ramah brought the mutter. It's permitted to tell non-Jew to make a food for a child that doesn't have what to eat. Because stam tzarchi cotton is like a chalish mesakana. Now the main attendant grants a lechav. The child does not want to eat kimal the ima only through the mother. Mutlim lachil. The mother's allowed to feed it to him. Afalech labay and yehudi bishla. Even if the non-Jew milked it and cooked it on Shabbos, avagav the mitzatzas mukta. Although she's moving mukta. And by Bhima Godim, the Mitzadik says, like the Bhima Godim, he's a little bit inclined, the boy Shin, that you would have to do it abnormal way, which, as the Shartzin, Islam Adal says, according to his words, it's resolved, and it shouldn't be difficult from what we said in Shintesiv, I'll look over there, because as the Dirshu 64 points out, then the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's forbidden for a father to hold the hand of his child and to walk with him when the child's holding a coin. You have to be concerned that maybe the coin's going to fall and the father's going to come to pick it up. And the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that since the concern is that maybe the father's going to move Muktzah with his own hands, they didn't permit him to go with his son, even when it's negated to the illness of the son, because there's no chashash sakan zabash. So that would seem to be a contradiction. And look, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman writes, however, Sharatin, later on, Tefer Shnun Chesi writes, that this from the Yishalmim set the soka permits to lift up a willow for the purpose of a sick person on Shabbos, is because there's no Issa Tulta Muktzah because of a chayla. Here he seems to say that it is, but that's what Pim Gordon says you would have to do with a shinoi. Be that as made, the Mishmur continues, because of Chayod, Chayodim writes, Tzarech Lizor, one has to be kibosh, Lilit, now Michael Ba'asma, like a day, that he shouldn't put the food himself into the pot, because Echad Naisamayim, when one puts in the water, Echad Shavazik day, one positions the pot, Harishan Pot, Tabalosa, we say, yeah, the one who did the actual fire, the cooking is going to be Chayyah, but although although the first one's exempt, but it's still something that's rabbinically prohibited, and therefore one should not be involved at all. Sivkot Nuntes. Rama said, but when a non-Jew does it, it's permitted for the sick person to assist a little bit. It's not necessarily the sick person. Is another Jew. It's just the common thing is that when it gets involved, the non-Jew is doing it, but the patient himself has to help a little bit. Sivkot Samach L'Saik, it's to assist a little. Behind that is Heichashav L'Avokhan Amazav. That's only where, anyways, it would have been done. It's just helping along a little bit. Let's say the non-Jew is putting in some medication around the eye. The Jew is opening and closing his eye, that the medication should go in. But you're right, if it couldn't be done without the Jew, us it's forbidden, because he's doing part of the malacha. Mashmah sounds like the film malacha there, so that even by biblical malacha, if it's just meseyeh, if it's just helping in by mamash, there's no substance in magram, therefore it's permitted. As sifkan samachav, in by mamash, no substance. I'm betash mashah, because kosib is a look at Taz already writes regarding this. Fine, little mishnah brew, sifkan, and you're an avshah, but chokin is a men achrim disagree with this, and they say, no, not so simple that you could even be meseyeh. Sif yitches, hik is dom benitzanin. If a person did bloodletting and he gets the chills because he like lost some blood, at least in the Madura, they make a bonfire for him. I feel even in the middle of the summer. He gets chilled. Presumably that's danger. And even through a Jew would be permitted. For other illnesses that is danger, if it's cold, they make him a bonfire to warm up. The stam chelik is generally a sick person. Is considered dangerous regarding cold. The mesh al dayehuni al dayehudim. It's possible through a non-Jew. Then yas al dayehudi. Then you should do it through a non-Jew. Some of the dirshu number 60, even by a danger, by a doubt of a danger of a limb. Shlomo Zalman writes, permitted to do malacha derabanan, because the rabbanan were not so machmer regarding them more than the biblical halacha. And so too, even if you're not going to totally lose the limb, it's just going to harm in a permanent way. For example, the person is going to remain with a limb, but it's going to cause him to always be weak. This grills holes, that's considered as a sakana of the aver and permitted to do malacha derabanan. Regarding a scar, even though it's very disgusting on the patient's body, this girl says that's not considered as a sakana's aver. There's number 61, to extinguish a candle so that the sick person can sleep, which amlocha shein sich legufa, which is not the biblical liability. And Risha Ayches Mishra writes that since there is a tzad chiv, according to everyone, one should not be lenient and consider that as permissible. And Shana Alocha is not sure if it means to be stringent even when there's a sakana of an aver. However, Shlomo Zalman holds that in the situation of a danger to an organ, one could be lenient regarding this, regarding extinguishing a camel in with a shinoi that we discussed over there. This number 62, regarding the age that the child's considered that if there's no kosher milk to give him to drink, he's like a chalish shem sakana, and you're permitted to give him non-kosher milk. Chaznish writes, that's up until the baby's 2 or 3 years old. And that's also a pinnip shem azaman. On the other hand, the Archa Shulchan, the Ketzer Shulchan, they write, as long as the child needs a specific type of food, he's considered as a minor regarding this. And Shubis Mechaz Yitzchak writes, up until 9 years old, he's considered, the child's considered like a chalish shem sakana. Shubis Olitzin writes that, from the steamers of all the place, it sounds like up until Bar Mitzvah, up until 13 years old, he has a lachal chalish shem sakana. Now, all this, writes the Chaznish, is only when there's a temporary hunger, where there's no danger, but a hunger that it's a big thing. It's going to continue. That's considered like a sakana to the child, and it's considered like pekuch nefesh of all halachas. Yes, in our times, where it's very common illnesses in children, it would seem that any doubt, maybe it's going to cause the child some type of digestive problems or pains or some type of fever, it's considered in the category of a suffix sakana, because it is vulnerable to cause illnesses, and any illness by a child is considered like a suffix sakana as a doubt of danger to their life. Now, even if you could test to feed the child foods that he's not usually accustomed to, Shumzam holds that you don't have to do that, and you can feed him the foods that he normally is used to do malacha. Now, regarding other needs of through a non-Jew. Now, regarding other needs of a child that are not his food needs, Til David writes that the child's not considered a chalishim mizakon. Other than Biyah Gra writes, Chum permitted to do through a non-Jew all the needs of a child. That's how Shulchan Acharav writes. Chubis Mechaz Yitzchak comes out. Won't give a name regarding this. And that's written Chubis Alatin. That's also written from Zaman. Dish number 63. Even though we burn Shin Yud Ches regarding a fruit that's attached to the tree and it finished its growth. That if you thought about it from before Shabbos to cut it off for the purpose of the sick person, the thought is effective and it's not considered as milk. So Shlomo Zalman explains that over here, since the milk was milked on Shabbos and every Shabbos it wasn't there in the milk, it's not possible to prepare it and therefore it's considered muktzah. Moreover, since the whole hetzer to cook it is only through the non-Jew, it would still be considered as muktzah.